father of mine, tell me where have you been?
Oh, I'll tell you what I think about that. Hello?
What do you think about?
Oh, yeah. What do you think about professional wrestling in the Olympics?
I think that sucks.
So you'd have, like, the Iron Sheik trying to win the gold medal.
Oh, God. They're taking the sports to the... worst of the possibilities.
Yeah.
Well, I used to look at sports as a really classic thing.
Right.
But no, it's crap.
Well, it's not happening. I just have a pal who really loves wrestling, and he was making the argument that, you know, that pro wrestling could be an Olympic sport. So I had to let him off, you know, I had to let him down and break his heart and tell him it was dumb.
It is dumb.
Yes. Yes. Well, welcome to you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. How are you?
Thank you, honey. And how are you doing?
Never better. Never better. Doing okay.
All right. And how is that beautiful wife of yours?
Oh, she's fantastic. She's doing just great, Dad.
Great. Great. You know, I got a good-looking family.
You do have a good-looking family.
Everyone is good-looking.
Well,
triple good-looking.
Well, look, even if we weren't good-looking, you would have to tell us that we're good-looking. You would break my heart if you said that we're ugly.
No, are you kidding?
I mean, you would have to lie to us, is my point.
No, I would not lie. I would say they are ugly.
Okay. I remember...
No, they're good looking.
I remember, I know that you don't mince words. I remember one time when I was a little chunky, I came over to visit you, and a father is the only one who can get away with this. You said, Eric, you're getting fat.
I don't remember that.
Well,
is that the day you were cooking?
No, you said, Eric, you're getting fat. And I said, yeah, I gotta get to, and then right away I started going to the gym. So I'm glad you said something.
Wow. I'm sorry if I insulted you, but fat is fat, you know?
Fat is fat. I love that. And you've said that before. Fat is fat.
That's right. Skinny is skinny.
Fat is fat. Skinny is skinny.
Hey, picture this. You're fat. Your dad being 460 pounds, for instance.
Right.
How would you like it?
Well, you wouldn't live past 70. You know? Fat.
That's the point. I meet people, I see people and all that. You'd be embarrassed being out with your dad.
Well, I think the bigger thing is that it affects your mortality. You don't live as long. And I would want...
That's very factual, yes.
I would want my family and anyone that I know and love and care about to do everything they could to take... I think our biggest responsibility on the planet is to take care of ourselves and everyone else. And we can't really take care of anyone else if we're... you know, incapacitated because we're too fat.
Well, first of all, we were not born fat. Born maybe, you know, maybe just chubby a little.
Yeah,
thing, I don't. You know,
a little chunky. But if you're so fat, you can't even move. That's a problem.
But as you go get older and you get fatter and fatter and fatter, are you kidding?
Yes, you gotta learn to balance it out a little.
Fatter is only created by eating too damn much.
Fatter is, yes, that is true.
Otherwise, you don't get fat. All right.
Dad. Right? No. I'm writing it down. Fatter is only created by eating too damn much.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question from Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
He writes, Dear Meathead, my 10-year-old son is growing to be the kindest, most considerate person I've ever met. But then he says, but I'm worried he's going to be a little sissy. And then he says, how do I toughen him up? So,
well, first of all, I don't think he's going to be a sissy.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? He's suggesting the kid's going to be a sissy because he's kind.
kindness is the beauty of godly thing that is installed in some kids or some people. Everybody is not kind.
Oh, I know.
So just cherish that.
All right.
Cherish that and don't worry about what is going to happen. Let kindness follow its course and let him grow up kind person.
Yeah, you can't like try to be a jerk to him.
No.
Lighten up, Nathan. I mean, seriously.
And Nathan, don't discuss that with him all the time because he's kind. Leave him be.
Yeah, let him be kind. You can do a lot of great things when you're kind, Nathan.
Sure.
Take it from me. I'm always kind to everyone. So's my dad.
Well, you know, hey, when I see something unusual out of line in here that bothers me, I really want to go to help.
Right on. All right, Dad. Let's move on. Jesse writes, Dear Meathead and Joanne, my wife and I are staying with my grandmother until February. Grandma, I don't know if he's taking care of her or what, but he writes up, Grandma insists on cooking meals for us, but her cooking is terrible. How do I politely tell her that I don't want her to cook anymore?
Well, just tell her maybe. Grandma, your cooks are kind of rich for me, and I'm trying to not eat rich food. So we don't want you to cook for us anymore because that's your way of doing it, and we can't change that. You think you're doing a great thing, which you are.
Yeah.
But it's not suitable for us. Simple as that.
Couldn't you just say, hey, I tell you what, I'm making you dinner tomorrow. You know, just like make it like a treat. Like make it seem like he's going to pamper her maybe.
That's a good idea.
Suck it up
till
February.
Oh! Well, I'll leave it to Joanne. He'll come out with a key.
That's great. You know, put up with it because she likes it and it makes her happy. Yes.
That's true. Never thought of that.
I think that's the best one. Joanne, with some serious knowledge there, I love that.
Oh, she is. She will kick my butt to a kingdom come with the talent that she has.
Suck it up until February is my new favorite thing. All right. Excellent.
Or eat very little and go outside and buy food outside and eat it in a restaurant.
I was telling you yesterday that I'm going to go visit the Armenians in California. I was telling you about that. Every time like we would go to eat, you remember like when we would go over to your mother's house, my grandma's house, and they'd serve a meal for us?
Yeah.
And some of that food we weren't used to, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, it's very different, especially if you're not used to it. And you were like, eat it, you know, and we're like, oh God, I don't want to eat this. Some of that stuff was a little exotic for us.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, I don't know if I could deal with that.
What is that drink called? Dew? Yeah. It's like a sour cream yogurt milk. Yeah.
No.
Yogurt and water or something like that. It's really odd.
No.
Oh,
no, not my makeup.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. And then they drink it there like Pepsi.
Ugh.
You drank it, didn't you,
Ralph?
No.
You told me about that before.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
It was a long time ago. Maybe it's a new concoction or something, but probably not.
I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
All right. Lisa has a question about Christmas. I think we had one last week, too, about this. But it's about traditions. First of all, when you were young, you were a Christian living in Iran, a Muslim nation.
Yes.
Was Christmas celebrated in Iran by you?
It was by my family, yes.
Did they do Christmas tree and presents?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So you actually had a Christmas tree up in your house, presents, baby Jesus birthday, all that stuff.
No, not quite as elaborate as you make it sound like, because we didn't have the equipment to do all of those things. We had a tree.
Yeah.
And our tree that was made out of, the decoration was made out of paper that we glued together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We cut the paper with the strips, different colors and all.
Yeah, and you would like, you'd make like a chain?
Some kind of glue, we glue it together. It was quite an ordeal.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, you kind of make do. I mean, you didn't really have...
Yes, that's what it was.
Ornaments. I know you guys didn't have a ton of money, but...
Well, no.
Did Grandma and Grandpa buy presents? Yep.
I don't remember too much about Grandpa.
Well, that would be your dad.
Yeah, I don't remember too many things about him.
Now, you've told me that there wasn't a lot of money, so was it common to, like... unwrap and then there's like a rock there or a pile of dirt.
I don't know if it was quite as elaborate as you said.
No, no. All right.
My gift was very little. My gift, I'm trying to think. It was something I needed it. A tie.
You got a tie for Christmas?
Yeah, I needed a tie. And my mama said, no, we can't afford it. You don't. And, of course, I was very sad about it. Next thing I know, I got a tie.
Oh, okay. So she, like, tricked you.
Yeah.
Wow. You know.
Well, we did not have anything, really. I had this erector set. I don't know how I got it. You know what that is, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was. How I got it, you went? Santa Claus brought it to me.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I don't know who gave it to me, but it was a complete set. My mother bought it for me.
A timeless toy. That's actually
I'll tell you, I babied that thing babies, you know what?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can just imagine after Christmas ends, you're there and you got an erector set and a nice tie around your neck.
Yes. The tie was a different year.
Oh, okay. You could have. All right.
Yeah, erector set was erector set just for that one year.
You know,
I'll tell you, that was catch me out.
I tell you what, when you're when you don't have a when you grow up and you don't have a lot, okay? and Christmas, all you get for Christmas is a necktie. You really learn to appreciate things when you know.
God.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. My brother and I used to, for toys, we had empty matchboxes.
Oh, okay, so...
We use the matchboxes for lighting up the things and all that.
Okay, you'd have
the
to
matches,
use... Yep.
We use the matches and then we use the box. When it runs out, they give us the boxes.
Yes, and then you'd have to use your imagination, which is something people don't do. They just don't do that.
Absolutely, and that was... Those are cars.
We should reserve one day a year, like right around Christmas, where we do a reenactment of Armenian Christmas, and basically just give each other garbage.
Absolutely. That you and I call it garbage now, but it was beautiful gift.
Right, like I'll give Joanne a piece of tin foil.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you some match.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yep.
You guys don't know what poverty is.
Right. I'll give Diana a package of rotted cabbage.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. Very good. That is from Lisa. She loves you guys.
Lisa, that was a good situation that you brought on.
It was a nice question. Yes.
To discuss, right.
Matt Kuipers writes, "Dear Meathead and Joanne, first of all, I love you very much," he writes.
"Thank you. God bless you."
And he says, "I have a coworker that always seems to go to the boss and tell tattletales whenever anybody talks negatively about the boss. Most of it are just gripes, like normal work talk. What should I do about this Mickey Mouse person? Thank you very much. Signed, Matt."
Well, Matt, there's nothing you really can do to change the makeup of a human being. If a guy is a tattletaler and does what he does, that it's not a good thing. Just don't talk with him about anything. Just simply... Just fear is never in front of you.
Yeah, give it. Don't share anything with him. Just keep quiet.
Don't share nothing. Don't even. Maybe you say hello to him once in a while.
Okay.
Really? Because you know down deep what's going to happen. He's going to go. This dude is going to go do the tattletaling.
Yeah. Shun that person. Chris suggests you shun that person. Don't say anything to him.
Yeah, it's just like you give a gun, loaded gun, to a person and tell him, "Don't you ever fire this." Well, he's going to fire it one of these days.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean,
yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. So there we go. Keep your distance.
Yeah. Hey, ignore the hell out of him.
All right.
And then if this is it, what's wrong with you? So, well, you know, this is it. When we talk to you about things, you go ahead and tell the boss. We don't want that.
All right. Very good. I'm trying to see if we have any closing words here. If any last-minute questions coming in, I'm clean in that regard. I want to go over some of the things you said, Dad. I took some notes early on. You said wrestling sucks as an Olympic sport, which a lot of people agree with. Fat is fat. You've said that before. Fatter is only created by eating too damn much.
Yep.
And kindness is the beauty of a godly thing.
Yes.
All true. All right. And I think I actually had one more question come in.
Okay.
Ryan writes, "Dear Meathead, my mom has a detached single-stall garage, about 280 square feet. It needs a new roof. I had an accident where I hit my head a few years ago falling off a ladder, and ever since then I have a hard time getting from the ladder to the roof. Anyway, it seems wasteful to me to have a roofing company come do it when I know I can do it. Any advice?" So basically, he doesn't want to get up on the roof, but he does know how to replace a roof. But he can't really I think he's afraid to get up there, you know?
Well, I really don't blame him for that, because often enough, heights of this nature, I know I used to climb up the rope.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing that you know, about being cautious about things. But the roof should not be dependent on the steepness of a roof.
Right.
You know,
I don't know that, but he's a little bit apprehensive to get up there. So should he just suck it up and put the new roof on and get over it, or does he need to hire it out?
No, I think he should hire it out.
Yeah.
I would feel the same way as he does. But according to Joanne, garage roof, if the garage roof is not a high roof, well, I don't think there should be a problem.
Yeah, I think he's kind of in his own head. You know how it is.
Well, one thing I would make a suggest for you to be on a roof, you walk on your fours, hands and your feet.
Yeah.
Don't walk.
Hands and your feet.
Yeah. Shoes and hands.
That's what you're saying.
Hands and knees.
Your saying. Feet. I was gonna say. Yeah, you're telling the guy to walk like an orangutan.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
All right. Excellent.
I think being on your floor, that's good.
All right, yep. Dad, that is it. You guys are the best. As always, I love you very much. Have a great rest of your day. I'm glad you escaped the COVID scare.
All right. Mutual feelings, honey, coming to you.
Yep.
We'll look forward in your conversation once a week for sure.
Okay. Well, you guys are the best. I'll talk to you soon. I love you.
I love you too, honey. Be
okay.
Cool.
All right.
Hug your wife for us.
You got it. The cats in the cradle and the suit. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.